Hello, Audio Boo. I thought I'd give you a little update about how I'm getting on with living in Folkestone. What did I do over the week? Well, Monday was the breakfast club. I think I told you about that, with the bacon and cheese omelette and chips and beans. Tuesday, I went to the council to get things started with housing benefit and council tax. Wednesday and Thursday was a quiet day. Shut up, trivia crack. I am doing an audio boo. I will play with you later. Yeah, it's a very addictive game. Anyway, Friday, that's it. Friday, oh yes. What happened Wednesday? Well, nothing really happened Wednesday, I don't think. Thursday, I had my washing machine and my tumble dryer delivered. And I'm going to get rid of that. Right, I had my washing machine on my tumble dryer. Not tumble dryer, I'm losing my marbles here. I had my washing machine and my fridge freezer delivered that I ordered when I first moved in. And so I started putting stuff in my freezer after 4 hours on in the fridge, because you had to let it settle for 4 hours because it had been transported. And I did my first load of washing today, and it's a very easy washing machine to use. So I might do an audio boo about that separately. Friday, I went into town with Barbara again, and this time we got off at the bus station and she showed me some of the layout of the bus station, and also we looked for and found Iceland. Well, she knew where Iceland was anyway, so now I know how to find Iceland. And I reckon, and she also showed me where to go to get the bus back from the bus station, and now I reckon I could go into town on my own, get off at the stop for Wilkinson's, or get off at the next stop, which is the bus station, and find Iceland and also the nice butcher that does the pet mince that I give to Kinsey, and the nice sausages. I do excuse me all these horrible noises. I've just eaten a sandwich and my stomach and everything is sort of rebelling, unless it's saying thank you for my food. But yeah, so we did that on Friday. It was bitterly cold on Friday. It was freezing. It really was so cold. It seems to have warmed up quite a bit today. So that was what we did on Friday. So yeah, I reckon I'm quite confident to go into town on my own on the bus, which is very brave for me because I don't really like buses, but these routes are only like 5 or so minutes on the bus, so it's not that bad at all. Yesterday I had my hair cut at Barbara's. She's got a friend who comes and visits to do hair, so I walked up to hers and had my hair cut. And then, as it was Barbara's birthday on the Thursday, we were all going for a meal out yesterday. We went round to a friend's house, all congregated round there, and then we were going to go to a pub called the Black Bull Inn, which is a Hungry Horse pub, but it was really packed. So in the end, we went back to the friend's house and someone got a couple of Chinese and Indian menus, and we had an Indian takeaway and a Chinese takeaway. And we had some wine, and we had, and I'm not normally a lover of whiskey, and probably a lot of Scotch whiskey people will call me a heathen for saying this, but I like Jack Daniels mixed with Coke. That's the sort of whiskey I like. But the friend of Barbara's had a bottle of honey Jack Daniels, and I had that neat, and it was very, very yummy indeed. So I'd be quite happy to have that neat, or with some ice on the rocks, as they say. And we played Trivial Pursuit. We played the young adults version, and then we played the adults version. And it was great fun. So we all sat around there. And Kinsey was such a good boy. He was so good. I let him loose in the house and he never came and annoyed us while we were eating. He just laid there and watched. And, you know, while we were sitting around chatting and playing Trivial Pursuit, he'd sort of wander around and rest his head on someone's knee for a stroke. And then, you know, he'd wander off and then he'd come and lay down by my chair. Because he wanted to be with Mummy, didn't you? Yes, you did. So we did that and I got home. I walked home with Barbara's friend Jeff, who also lives in the road that I live in. And we got home about 5 to 11. I went to bed about 10 past 11 because I was feeling very full of curry and chocolate and wine. And I think I overindulged a bit. Didn't have a hangover this morning, just felt a bit uncomfortable. So I've just had a chicken sandwich. I don't think I'll have much more to eat today. I've got some fruit, so I'll probably indulge in some cherries and bananas and some clementines. So that's been my weekend. We got Breakfast Club tomorrow and I'll probably do a bit more going around the town and learning a few things and picking some things up. Oh, and I did my washing machine. First load of washing. Oh, I said that, didn't I? I'll do an audio boo about the washing machine because it's very accessible as far as I'm concerned. So that's enough of general ramblings for me for now from Audio Brewland and Folkestone. So hope you all have a nice Sunday afternoon. It's lovely and sunny here and certainly warmer than it has been. So I shall say goodbye to you all and catch you all later. Bye bye. Pause recording.